Globally, this summer has been one of the hottest on record, and July may have been the hottest month ever recorded. While daytime extremes get most of the headlines, overnight lows are actually rising faster than daytime highs. Nighttime summer temperatures in Jacksonville and the rest of Florida have increased by about 1.5 degrees since records began, with most of that warming happening since 1970. Climate Central meteorologist Sean Sublett says warmer night temperatures can have health implications.
When you have cooler nighttime temperatures, the bodies can kind of reset and recover from the high heat. But when the temperatures really don't go much below about 79 or 80, the internal body temperature doesn't cool as effectively. It struggles to recover from the daytime heat.
That increased health risk is coupled with a higher cost of staying cool.
It's much different in Florida than it is in a hot place like Arizona, which we like to call having a dry heat. With it's a drier heat, it puts a little less stress on the air conditioner. High humidity, like we see in Florida, and high heat puts a lot more stress on an air conditioning unit, and that is really going to drive up your costs more.
He says to help reduce energy costs and health risks, communities can take actions like planting trees, and people can cool off using fans and ice tanks instead of AC. But most importantly, Sublett says, is for the world to find ways to reduce the carbon emissions that are warming the planet. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.